So, you know, it's broiling hot here in Texas. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed that or not. It's kind of hot.
Haven't paid much attention.
Yeah. And so as a result, you know, most of the stuff that, we grow for consumption is limited to okra. You ever notice that?
Hey.
What?
I like okra.
I like okra, too, but how do you like your okra? I like my okra.
Just about any way you want to make
really?
It.
Really? Yep. I like pickled okra. But the thing is, that's a commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like it. I'll eat it boiled. I'll eat it fried.
Now, time was a long time ago when I lived in the city, had a lady out the back fence who had tomatoes, and she would give us tomatoes. And that was tremendous because, you know, rather than those tough pink baseballs that you get at the grocery store now. But more often than not, it's, hey, I've got a garden. How would you like some squash?
Hey, I'll take it.
All right. My point is this. We don't really get fresh fruit. If it says fresh at the store, how fresh is it? Now, the fresh, it's legally fresh, okay?
Right, right. I don't know.
Did Tom drop off the face of the earth?
I guess.
Is he in a boat?
I guess he thought we weren't going to participate.
I guess not.
I bought some peaches.
Okay.
In a grocery-torium.
Right.
Not long ago. And now, of course, they were still a little green.
Right.
You know, so they, you know, I could have thrown them and hurt a small child. Mm-hmm. I could have thrown them and hurt an adult male.
Right.
If I could hit, you know, someone with them. But you go home, you know, you take your little brown paper bag.
Yep.
You drop them in there and keep them on the counter for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Buddy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, they were mighty fine.
Got a major problem here.
What's that?
You keep a lot of brown paper bags around now?
We do keep brown paper
do
bags.
Do you?
At home. Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, every once in a while we pack lunches and
if you,
stuff
if you
like
go
that.
Ahead, oh, that's true. If you go ahead and call them fruit ripening bags, you could probably get about three times as much for them.
True, mm-hmm. True. Fruit perfection bags.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, you know, my fresh stories, you know, we were in California and we're eating at a seafood restaurant.
Was this before or after your wife stole the Brussels sprouts?
This was, I think, not on the same trip,
okay.
But we did. Now, those were pretty fresh, but again, you usually cook Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I to this day, I've never heard of a person breaking the law to eat a Brussels sprout.
I don't know if the law was being broken or not.
It was a little. So it was a community Brussels sprout patch.
Yeah.
It was an outcropping of rock that she climbed over.
Really?
Yeah. There was a big sign that said, take your own.
Take your own.
Free.
Nobody else wants them.
Yeah.
You know, and that wouldn't surprise me with Brussels sprouts. Hey, let's take cabbage and shrink it. It'll be delicious.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
Another one of those please trespass signs that she.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm sorry. Proceed,
no,
sir.
No, that's fine. That's all
we're
right.
We're out of time. Got to talk to the conversation now.
Do you have a fresh fruit pilfering story you want to share with us, Jay Sokol?
No, my grandmother used to graze at the grocery store in the produce section. But other than that.
She used to graze?
She'd
grab a grape or two.
She'd test the grapes.
Grab a plum.
That was always funny.
Wait a minute.
That was always funny when I worked at the Piggly Wiggly when people would bring you an empty banana peel to weigh. My child ate this while we were in the store. We'd like to pay for it. Well, you know what? You're really only paying for about two-thirds of it or about a half of it right
and
now.
And the non-edible part of that, right?
And trust me, I don't want to wait around for the rest of it to appear.
Isn't the plum a bad choice, though? I mean, any pitted fruit... Because you're gonna have a cleanup problem after.
Well, but it gives you something to work on while you're walking through the store. You
That's
know,
true.
Work on that pit a little bit.
She was from the old country. She didn't mind sampling some things as she went.
Yeah. Well, now I've sampled in the store as a shop, but never something consumable like that.
Oh yeah, again.
Something that came out of a box that had
what did you sample if it wasn't consumable?
Well, it had a strip on it.
Did you sample floor polish?
No, it had a strip on it where they could
a
they
sponge
could, they could charge thing out? Where they could charge me properly.
Oh.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh,
you know, might be a sack of M&Ms, you know, something like that, you know.
Well, yeah, I have. I've been asked to weigh empty banana peels and half-eaten apples, and at that point, you know, my boss is looking at them just going, "It's on the house."
David, have you ever listened to the show before?
I have.
Okay, all right. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm just because we have a first-time guest here from the city, and you know, Jace tells him, you're going to come in and talk about something, and he's waiting for
that's right.
talking about
patiently.
Yeah,
from,
Okay, so yeah, you might want to find out what's on your iPod, David. You
might... Yeah, really. And what color touch you wore to the prom.
Yeah, that's right. And who you took.
Right.
Yeah.
What was your high school mascot? What were their colors?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guest accosted me in the parking lot just about 4 days ago over there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They asked me what?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, anyway, so Jay Sokol's here this morning from the City College Station. What's up?
Oh, that's right. Well, like you said, first-time guest, David Hudspeth from our Parks and Recreation Department. He's a busy guy because he has all kinds of athletic registration events going on right now.
Right now?
Right
it's
now.
It's late in the summer. I would have thought this happens earlier, but no, huh?
But guess what's coming?
What?
The fall.
What? It seems to. Yeah, so what do we got going on in the fall?
That's right. We have adult softball coming up, okay. And we have registration that's going to start on Monday. And we'll end on the 19th.
They call that the August. Pulled Muscle League, don't they? Where a bunch of grown ups go out there and try to act like kids. And,
some of them go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
have that happen?
Sure.
So, I've had it happen.
Yeah, you know, so I sponsor a team and sit in the stands and clap for them. It's a lot safer that way. But anyhow, so we've got adult softball. How's that divided up, David?
We do. We have a co-ed division and a men's division. We also offer women's and fast pitch for women's.
Okay.
And we usually have men's on every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. You get to pick what night you want.
Okay.
Same thing with co-ed, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have two teams that you're playing on co-ed and men's,
okay,
or co-ed and women's, we can try to work your schedule for you, too. So
it's like class. I got to be here. I got to be there, right?
Okay. It's pretty awesome.
But, yeah, if you're really into that. And, again, that's... Yeah, quite honestly, it's a kind of a quality of life thing. There are a lot of people who enjoy still doing that, and be able to have the parks and the leagues and the facilities is helpful.
It's a great program for people to come out and socialize, get a little bit of activity, get a little bit of physical activity involved, yes, sure, with their life.
Generally, how long are these seasons lasting if people are new to town, for instance, and don't know?
We'll start in September, around the 6th of September, and it'll run through about the middle of November.
And you end up, I guess you can play with a buddy, or if you just kind of, what if you just want to play and you don't know what team? You're going to be placed onto a team or a league based on your
right.
level?
Right. You have to register as a team.
Okay.
However, we have what's called free agents, like hear in the pros.
Sure, sure.
However, ours is actually free.
Okay. Oh, I like that even better. Yeah.
So you just call us up at 979-764-3424. And I will answer the phone, hopefully.
Okay.
If not, you can just leave me a message that you want to be a free agent on an adult softball team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will put you on our list. That list goes out to the managers of the teams and gives them the opportunity to make a call to you.
Okay, I got you. All right, sounds good. And then, so those teams start in September. You pick out a day of the week that works well for you, try to work the schedule together, and do a husband and wife co-ed kind of thing, huh? That'd be
absolutely
fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. Some families, some generational families were father and son, mother
sure.
and daughter, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, yes.
Okay.
So you have to be 16 years mm-hmm. of age.
Okay.
And you can be as old as you want to be.
All right, yeah. Or as old as you think you are.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the phone number again?
979-764-3424. And let me leave a website as
sure.
well.
Mm-hmm.
CSTX.gov/sports, and we have all of our other activities on that site as well.
Yeah, check that regularly because obviously it changed. Thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much,
See,
Scott.
I didn't ask you anything. Do you want to tell me what's on your iPod?
No, I don't have an iPod.
Oh, well, there you go. See? Yeah, he's out there putting
Problem
together
solved.
Softball leagues. He didn't have time to be messing with that. What else you got?
Well, you guys have been talking about all week long, thankfully, but the message is still the same today. Curb your electricity and water consumption. You've heard from our water experts and our folks with College Station Utilities, but this is really a critical time. And this afternoon, I really expect us to be right where we were yesterday, and that is waiting for ERCOT to say yay or nay on rolling outages. So please do what you can. As you heard Dan Wilkerson say yesterday, bump your thermostat up a degree or two.
Shut your computer off before you leave the house.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we've been working with the lights off at in our department at City Hall. So just, you know, some would argue we do that all the time.
Yeah, that's right. How would that be different?
Do what you can. It helps.
Now, we haven't talked about this on the air, but I ask you to find out from your folks, is it worse on the weekends? Because lifestyle certainly changed. There are more people at home, but at least statewide, it seems like that's not the case.
CSU folks responded to me this morning about that, saying that really the consumption on weekends is not as high as it is during the week. And when people are at work, that's when the consumption is the highest. It starts tapering off around 4:30, 5 o'clock when people are starting to wrap things up to go home. Of course, when we get an influx of students in town, you know, things will change a little bit when power starts going on to all the apartments and duplexes and so forth.
Well, but let's hope we've had 5 inches of rain by then and we won't have to worry about that.
That would be nice. And let me just say, if it turns out ERCOT says the rolling outages are required, then we will at College Station try to give as much notice as possible. That may be 30 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, but we will try to let neighborhoods.
Well, and it may not, too. You just may not get the word.
I mean, well, that's right. And so I would recommend this afternoon, if you can, monitor things like Twitter, Facebook, our website, and I know you guys will be doing that to pass along those messages as well. But we will do our best, if it comes to this, to let people know a little bit ahead of time what areas are going to be out for 15 minutes at a time.
All right, very good. Thank you, man.
Yep.
That's Jay Sokol from the City College Station. Visit with them on Friday.